Next, we're going to explore the human variations of the sickness commonly called mad cow disease. The discovery of that disease in a single cow in Washington state caused such an uproar because of fears of what it could do to humans. In people, this disease is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Scientists have linked some variants of it to the eating of tainted cow meat. And one physician who has seen it in his patients is the renowned neurologist Oliver Sacks.
As originally described in the 1920s, this was a disease which affected older people and presented itself as a relatively rapid dementia, loss of intelligence and cognitive power. The people would become confused, disoriented, frightened, often agitated and unable to sleep. And they'd start getting sudden, violent jerks of the whole body, myoclonic jerks.
What was happening physically to their brains?
Physically, their brain was being cavitated like a Swiss cheese. There were holes in the brain, and so that this was then called a spongy degeneration.
And then this has been documented among cannibals, I gather.
Well, an apparently different sort of illness was found to be endemic in certain tribes in New Guinea in the 1950s. And Gajuzek, who was a great biologist and physician who worked on this, discovered that this disease, which had some similarities, and it especially affected women and children. And it became apparent that the reason for this is that when someone died, the women and children were invited to a mortuary feast to eat different parts of the body. And the people who got the brain then got the disease. So this was spread by cannibalism and by the eating of brains. And it was then shown by Gajuzek that it could be transmitted to monkeys experimentally, and that there was an infectious agent of a very strange sort. Strange because in some cases as much as 40 years might elapse between having a human meal and coming down with a disease.
Is it just the eating of brains that is the cause of this disease in whatever species we're talking about, or is it the act of cannibalism, eating a brain from your own species?
Or a brain from another species. Gajuzek pointed out, spoke of the possibility of what he called neo-cannibalism, which is eating infected tissue from another species, because he'd shown that it could be transferred. And it is precisely a sort of neo-cannibalism, the unnatural feeding of infected cattle to cattle or infected sheep to cattle, which produced the mad cow disease. Naturally, diseases like this are very rare. They can occur as a mutation in about one person or one animal per million per year. It would never be commoner than that if infected tissue weren't eaten by another person or another animal. And that's how it spreads.
Have you ever seen a case of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease?
I've seen it twice. I've never seen the juvenile variant, which is produced by eating infected cows. I've seen the spontaneous form. I remember seeing someone with it back in 1964 when I was a resident, and again in 1997. Both of these were relatively old people. The patient who got it in 1997 came down with it very quickly. She started getting hallucinations. She said she thought something terrible was happening. She became rapidly confused and demented. She couldn't sleep. She got these violent jerks of the body, and she was really rendered mindless in 6 weeks. This was an absolutely catastrophic course. Creutzfeldt-Jakob is not usually quite that fast, but it tends to be a killer within 18 months. And I have to say that working as I do in chronic disease hospitals and seeing a lot of unpleasant ways to die, I think that Creutzfeldt-Jakob is the worst there is.
You said that the variant that you had seen of this disease is not quite the same variant that is caused by the eating of infected beef.
Well, the one caused by eating infected beef can affect much younger people, even teenagers, and if anything, it is more acute and nastier than the spontaneous form, which I just mentioned to you.
We're told that this disease is not treatable. So when you've had a patient with this disease, what, if anything, do you do?
Well, you try and make life as bearable as possible and as comfortable as possible. And you use supportive measures. You may sedate the patient. You try and treat these violent muscle spasms, myoclonus, although that's not too amenable to treatment. But at present, it's an untreatable disease, and you can only treat people symptomatically and in a way to try and alleviate their discomforts.
Now, as you have watched over the last several days, the U.S. government try to get a handle on this situation, what have you been thinking about their actions?
Well, I've been thinking back to how it was in England, when there were years of minimization and denial, which I think was one of the reasons why finally 5 million cattle or so had to be slaughtered, and why there have been more than 150 cases in England so far. But it had seemed to me, as to many people, that controls in this country are not sufficiently strict, and it seemed to me, you know, almost certain that sooner or later this disease would surface here.
So are you eating beef?
Well, it so happens I'm very much more of a fish eater than a meat eater, and I don't avoid beef because I'm afraid, but I'm not terribly fond of meat.
Well, Dr. Oliver Sacks, thanks very much for taking the time.
Okay, thank you.